Thank you. head right for the door.
song this year. Kept me up all night. Scares me to death. Anyway, we're awfully glad to be here and so surprised to see all of you. Thanks so much for showing up. Jerry Douglas, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
that song was written by a guy named Hugh Presswood. And that song used to be on the radio a few years ago. It was done by a group called Shenandoah. And before that, it was done by a guy named Michael Johnson, who I'm Freak Four. He's my hero. And I could rip every song of his off that he's ever done. Except maybe one done. That was like a truck driving man song or something. But anyway, I heard that song and we started doing it for fun. And I thought, hey, wait a minute, that kind of fits in with the rest of the sad part of the songs we do every day. So we threw it in there. I really have fun doing that one. But we would like to introduce over here to my left, the guy playing the guitar for you. He's originally from over in West Rutland, Vermont, and now lives near Roanoke, Virginia, and he's got some family here tonight, which we'd like to welcome you guys. Thanks for coming. Please make welcome my favorite young bluegrass singer you can find anywhere, and the guy with the best golf outfits you've ever seen, little shoes and hats, pants with weights. That is Mr. Dan Tominski, everybody.
Yeah. we left it all behind. Too late to cry, cause there's nothing left to find. You won't get more than you're living for. Too late to cry, too. Thank you. never day, never dollar. It's what I'm working for today. Hey, never day, never dollar. Sure can't buy my blues away. Another day, another dollar, sure can't buy my blues away.
We'll stand back and watch intro.
Is it something I said? Or something I didn't say? Are y'all having a good time so far? It's good to hear. If you'd said no, I guess I would have left too. But, well, I have a new record out on Sugar Hill Records. It's called Restless on the Farm. And it's actually in the stores on the 19th of this month, but I have some. I get some before the stores do, so I don't want to carry them around very much longer, so if you'd be kind enough to take them off my hands. We'll take what money you have left on the way out the door tonight. And but there's lots of stuff out there. I mean, there's a store out there practically, and if you don't want any of that stuff, I think there's a lot of biscuits and Martha White stuff on the bus you could take home with you. But having a great time on the road with these guys, I think they're great, and it's really a pleasure to play with them. I want them to know that. Boy, if you could only see back. What's that? I can't sing and play at the same time. In fact, I'll leave that alone. But this is a song called A New Day. This is a medley. It's on a record called Slide Rule. It was out a few years ago that Allison sang on that record. And it was the first song we did tonight was on that record. So I'm not really trying to sell records. I'm just up here to play music. Nice talking to you. So, I'll play now, and then Allison and everybody will come back after I play.
Take me.
Thank you.
This path is not the one I choose to travel. Even as we watch what tide has unraveled and the tears fall our grave. Deeper than crying, it's still
please play nothing at all. Thank you, I think. Now, we would like to introduce the big man on the bass fiddle. Woo! He is a longtime member of the band. I guess he's going on his 8th year here. And he is... There's a lot of things I could say about him. If you've heard him introduced before at any other shows, there's a whole line of accomplishments this man has. We'll steer clear of those tonight. I don't need to say anything else but that he is the best bass player I could ever imagine playing with or hearing anywhere. That's Barry Bales on the bass. You know I'm best as Alice on the Brady Bunch. We would also like to mention that we do have concessions set out in the lobby, I believe. There's some t-shirts and some records and tapes and...
Lord's Last Supper tablecloths.
Some Jerry Douglas snap-on chest hair.
We got some videotapes of tonight's Seinfeld, too, don't we?
We know what really happened. You want to know?
No.
No, we don't even really. We couldn't get that channel on the bus.
But anyway, tonight, I was going to say buy one, get one free, but that's actually something we don't do. But if you do buy one and are happy with it, you can tell a friend and bring them on. Be pretty productive, I guess. We'd like to do a song for you now that... man over here on the guitar road. Actually, Ron, why don't you tell him about this? Tell us all about it, Mr. Ron Block, baby.
Well, back in 1987, when I was about to get married, I was in a band that once made $11 at a show. So you can understand the state of my finances. And also the concern of my parents that I was getting married. My parents. When I told my aunt we were getting married, she said, "Oh my God." But anyway, so I wrote this next song about that whole experience.
Spin my golden sails.
your grace will see me through.
Because you care.
And we also would like to mention that we have CDs of us tuning, also at the table. Double CD. With a color poster and stuff.
Thank you. saying mama won't cry. Well, I've got news for you. When you come back to me, well, you won't have a home. That's a fact.
Don't you come back on your knees asking my forgiveness. Pack your bags and move on down the line. Don't you go in my speed.
Be glad to play the part.
Don't you come back on your knees asking my forgiveness. Pack your bags and move on down the line. Don't you roll in my speed.
Thank you. Song lasts a while.
Yes, it's Ron Block's tuning tape. On sale in the lobby. It's free.
About 10 years. I met him down in Perrin, Texas at a festival there, and he's in a family band called the Cox Family, which are like the greatest singers in the whole world. If you get a chance to hear them, you should go out and do it, because they're wicked. So anyway, I was down in Louisiana visiting them not too long ago, and we were over at the old home place, they call it, where they all grew up and their father grew up. And we were rummaging through some old stuff there, and we found this pamphlet of a band for a theater in Branson. And I was looking over there, and there was this girl with this blonde hair that was like this. And Suzanne, the younger sister, she goes, "Hey, that's from The Longest Highway is written about." And the kind of neat thing that I get to know who these people are that my friends write these songs about, and then kind of sometimes it's kind of gross. This time it was kind of cool to know, because I don't think she knows. If she knew, she might be a little snobby about it. And anyway, I thought it was such a beautiful song, and her beautiful hairdo. So, it was in the 80s. But anyway, I should talk.
She had normal bangs.
Not hardly, but it was large. I think it was frosted. What's being said between your heart and mine? The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. It's a truth in your eyes, saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you catch me. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you never leave me. The touch of your hand says you catch me ever I fall.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everybody. Thanks so much for coming. It's hard to see, but I see everybody with glasses. So, you guys should sit together. Don't you love that? But they're hiding. They don't want to be. Oh, that's nice. Hi. But I forgot what I was going to say. I'm sure it was really exciting and important and interesting. Well, yeah. So, like, you know, with these lights in your, you know, sometimes something will fly by and I think I'm spitting or something. And you've seen it too. I know you're watching. But, like, with these lights here, you can see all the dust particles and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Barry hates this store, but I tell you, I think it's a great one. But of course, anyway, when Barry was a little kid, he would see that stuff floating in the air. And he thought that was oxygen. And he knew that oxygen was good for you. So he tried to sniff as much of it up as he could. It's kind of funny. Little old Barry. We would like to leave you with a tune and kind of do it the old-timey way. This is about as old timey as we can get with this microphone here, so you can hear everything. One time we were playing this festival in Oklahoma, and the PA blew up on us in the middle of a song, and there's a marching band going by, and so we said, well, we'll just finish the show in front of the PA and just do it kind of live there, and the people seems to like it, so we started doing it that way in the show, and then we didn't think you could hear us here tonight, so we've got this microphone that's as close to old-timey as we can get, and it picks up everything. So if you hear something strange from back there, it wasn't me. There's some oxygen. But this tune is a song that Ron wrote for our last record, and it took him about an hour and a half. And I'd be so snobby if it took me an hour and a half to write this song. That's all I want is one. But Ron has written a number. Anyway, I'll shut up and we'll just do it for you. And thanks so much, everybody, for coming out tonight. We've had a great time. But I keep on getting caught up
Dude!